Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. Today is Thursday, December 21st. It's Week 16, and this Sunday the Jags face the San Francisco 49ers on Christmas Eve. Plenty to get to today. We'll visit with Pro Bowl defensive tackle Malik Jackson and get his reaction to his first Pro Bowl nod. Also, a familiar voice to Jags fans, Andrew Catalan, play-by-play man for CBS Sports. He and James Lofton will have the call this week for the Niners and the Jaguars. Let's get into the week around the Jags, and it started with a playoff clinching win over the Texans last week. So for the first time since 07, the Jags have secured a playoff spot. And for the first time in Shad Khan's ownership, his franchise is heading to the postseason.
It's unbelievable. To win it and win it the way we did today, mind-blowing. Really, really grateful, obviously, and proud of the players, the football leadership, and the fans, who, especially last two games, have kind of given us the energy, put it over the top. So it's been awesome.
How much does the reality match what you've been dreaming about these 5 years?
I think it's a lot better. Reality is a lot better. And, you know, it's been a challenge, but it's so wonderful now to see a young team kind of come through with the veteran leadership, which gives us sustainability and hope for the future.
Khan is now in his sixth season of ownership and has struggled through difficult seasons to finally get to this point. In the locker room after the win last week, head coach Doug Marrone tried to keep his players focused.
First of all right, congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's, I'm just going to lay this out for you guys, okay? I want you to enjoy this victory, okay? I want you to tell you that we're 2-0 in the fourth quarter. We got two games left, okay? All right? There's no one that's in this group right here, this circle, that ever doubted, okay, that we were going to win a lot of football games and get ourselves in the playoffs. We're not done. Now, people are going to try to take you into division and all this stuff and home field and all this stuff like that. The good thing about this team, all you guys have done is you enjoyed the win, enjoyed each other, and then you came back to work and just focused on winning the next game. That's all we have to do.
The full locker room speech is available on Jaguars.com. Now, with a 10-4 record comes some recognition. The 2018 Pro Bowl roster announcement came down Tuesday night with four players recognized on defense. Cornerbacks Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Boye, end Calais Campbell, and tackle Malik Jackson. Now in his second season with the Jags, Malik has put together a strong season so far. 31 tackles, 8 sacks, and 11 quarterback hits. And he's also forced 4 fumbles, and he's been a huge piece of what this defense is getting done this year. We caught up in the locker room earlier this week.
First, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure. My initial reaction was a little overwhelmed. You know, you sit there and you wait for it. You know, I've been putting in a lot of work, and I knew I had a great year or a decent year. But to get that phone call from Tad and him telling me, I was like, wow. You know what I mean? And I went outside. I told my daughter, and I told my daughter's mom, and I told her, I called my mom. You know, she was the first phone call I made, and it was dope. It was dope. So I was very happy, very excited. Still really hasn't hit me yet. But thank you for everybody that voted for me, and couldn't be happier.
You said you've been playing well. What has been going into that lately? Because especially the last month or so, Your game has stepped up a bit. What's the difference right now?
For me, it's just I want to go out here and let everybody know I'm one of the best three techs in the league. And to do that, we've had a lot of high-quality, good guards coming in. So my mindset was looking at the schedule. Like, if I can go out here and beat these guards week in, week out on a run and a pass on a consistent basis, then I'll climb that ladder to the top of three techniques. And that was my process. That's what I wanted to do, is go out here and know to be known as one of the best. When you come in here from having Calais getting his sacks early to Jan doing his thing, I was like, I'm not going to be left behind. So it was really motivation from those guys and me just want to be known as a beast and as a three tech.
You were battling a groin issue earlier in the season. How tough was that for you? I think you kind of undersold it a bit. You tried to just not worry about it too much and play through it. But did that hamper you some?
It definitely messed me up. Coming, I mean, when that happened in the Tennessee game. It seems like it was last year. But, it definitely hindered me a little bit. But I think it just showed grit. It showed the front office that I'm not going to let something small like that hinder me. I'm going to do whatever I have to do to get on that field and compete. And I think they appreciate it, and I appreciate that. So, the one thing about this game is you're going to get injured. But it's how you adapt to it. Can you get the treatment to get back on that field and help your team? So,
how angry is Yannick Ngakoue today?
he's very upset, you know. But I think he's not upset as I thought he would be. I think he was cursing out last night at home and called a few peers and vented. So today he came in upset but very understanding of the situation. He knows he should have gone. I know he should have gone, you know, especially with some of the other guys on that list. I think he's a lot better than. But it's not for me to choose, and it's one of those things that took me 6 years to get in. So I'm not really sympathetic to somebody that's in their second year trying to go in, you know what I mean? Just keep working, man. That was my message, just keep working. I told him on the 2015 year I was on the best defense and only two cornerbacks, and Von Miller and D. Ware went, you know. So it's one of those things that you just have to keep working and be consistent year in, year out, and you'll go.
Hear more from Malik Jackson in the Publix Tailgate Show Sunday. That airs at 1 o'clock ahead of the 4:05 Eastern Time kick for the Jags and the 49ers. Speaking of Ngakoue, he spoke in the locker room earlier this week about being left out in the Pro Bowl voting.
No, not really upset, but more so it's just amusing a little bit to me. It's just funny. You see guys go in front of you that don't even have the numbers you have, so you really want to know where the decision's coming from. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm happy for my teammates that made it to the Pro Bowl, ecstatic, and I feel like I should have been in there as well, but, you know, they made a decision. I'm an alternate, and, you know, just go from there. Right now, we just focus on the playoffs, though. I know what I can do at the end of the day. I don't need no other man, no grown man to tell me what I can do. I know I'm a baller. I'm a physical player. I can get to the quarterback. I strip quarterbacks, and that's what I do. So at the end of the day, being a team player, doing what I do best is going to help this team out win and get us further. So that's all that matters.
Veteran safety Tashaun Gibson, who has 4 interceptions this season and has played at a pretty high level overall, had plenty to say about that process.
Oh, man. I mean, like, you know, we got a couple of guys that I feel like could have got in. But, you know, like the younger guys, man, like, you know, I look at like a guy like Yannick, and, you know, all week he's been saying, like, all since like a couple of weeks ago, hey, man, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. And I always try to tell him, like, man, you got to understand. Don't worry about that. You got a guy like Telvin. I feel like myself. But, you know, I think that me and Telvin are in a situation where we're a little older, more mature, know how to handle situations. And I understand that, you know, it's part of the game, man. I understand it. But, you know, a guy like Yannick, man, who's one of, in my opinion, one of the premier pass rushers in the league, it's about keeping him focused, man, keeping him hungry, man. And you don't want him to get off track. You got to let him know, man. Like, it's bigger things out there than a Pro Bowl. I mean, if we play in the Super Bowl, none of the Pro Bowl really don't matter, right? But, you know, it's a competitive thing. Like, you know, some of his running mates made it. You know, I think that he felt like he's deserving. And I think the guy's deserving, man. But, you know, a guy like him, he can't let that thing kind of slow down what he's trying to do. And, you know, you just got to stay focused, man. He's young, and, you know, he's going to have his time. His time's going to come. But right now, unfortunately, this type of thing happens year in and year out. You see it. You guys been around. It happens year in and year out. But you can't let that type of stuff affect the game, especially now that we got something to play for.
Those are only a couple of guys. Don't forget about the offense as well. The best rushing team in football had 0 Pro Bowl selections on the initial announcement. But don't be shocked to see a couple of Jaguars make it as alternates as the guys start dropping out of the game in the next few weeks. Finally, on Wednesday, Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles spoke with the media, as usual. He's on the best 3-game stretch of his career right now and put together his career-high rating last week in the win over the Houston Texans. After the game, though, Texans linebacker Jadeveon Clowney was asked about Bortles' play and responded that Bortles is, quote, trash, end quote. Bortles Wednesday was asked if he cares about what other players say about him.
You know, I've heard a lot of stuff. I imagine the stuff that I didn't see somebody told me. I'm sure there's things out there that, you know, I have no idea about. You know, but I could care less. You know, if how, you know, we're playing and how I'm playing is, you know, if that's trash, then I'm fine with being trash.
And, of course, leave it to Jags fans to bring the heat afterwards. Jaguars Twitter is a dangerous place for a division rival, of course. Many people have tweeted photos of purchase confirmations on Amazon. They're buying trash cans and then gifting them to Jadeveon Clowney at the Texans facility in Houston with a rival coming just in time for Christmas. That's some next-level stuff, and it should be fun in the Texans mailroom the next few days. Now to this week's game, the Jags and the 49ers. The Jags can clinch the AFC South title for the first time ever with either a Titans loss to the Rams, that's the 1 o'clock game, or a Jags win over the 49ers in the 4:05 kickoff in Santa Clara. Either way, the Jags will have an idea of what's going on with the division crown before they start the game. And either way it happens, the Jags will need to keep pressing in the game for seeding purposes. If the Patriots or Steelers slip, that would be the opportunity to move into one of the top 2 seeds and get a first-round bye in the playoffs. That's a long shot, but you have to be ready if the unexpected happens. Now, earlier this season on this podcast, we visited with CBS Sports analyst and Pro Football Hall of Fame receiver James Lofton. He's covered so many Jaguars games this season and has come to know the team very well. His partner is play-by-play man Andrew Catalan, and yet again, they have the Jaguars broadcast this Sunday from Levi's Stadium. Andrew, what's up, man? How are you?
JP, I'm great. Happy holidays, my friend.
Same to you. And how many Jaguars games is this year for you?
This will be the seventh of the season, and they are 5-1 in games that James Lofton and I have called. The lone loss was the overtime one against the Jets. So they've done pretty well with us up in the booth this year.
Is there a way to get a contract with you guys to do every game? I mean, how does that work?
Well, I have heard from a number of fans on Twitter that are Jaguars Twitter that certainly that want that to be the case. But I'm guessing if San Francisco wins here in Week 16, they'll change their tune. But yeah, we've had a good run with the Jags.
Andrew, it's an interesting year for this Jags team because they early in the year won one, lost one. They were hot, they were cold, they were losing some tight games, they were blowing out some teams and winning some games. But they got through that early part of the schedule, right at 500, and then started to make the run here in the second half of the season. From the early part of this football team, from September to now, what's the biggest difference overall, maybe, of the mentality of this team that you can tell?
Well, I think it's a great question. I think part of it's chemistry. I think with a lot of new faces, it takes some time to blend it all together. And you still have a lot of impact players that are young. And what I've seen from doing the NFL the last few years is, you know, young teams, they don't know how to close games. They don't know how to finish. They don't know how to put, you know, stack wins together. And I think maybe that's what happened a little bit earlier in the year. There were still some new, you know, some blending that had to be done. And now I think that obviously they're there. They are one of the hottest, if not the hottest team in football. And I think that the guys that they brought in free agency or through the draft, you know, you're seeing like, you know, the leadership that Calais Campbell brings to that defense. You can't put a number on that. And I think it takes time for everyone to kind of buy in, but they have, and these guys are playing out of their minds right now.
You mentioned the defense. They've got four Pro Bowlers at least so far on defense and probably an All-Pro or two in the future on this group. But they're playing at an unbelievable level right now. Are they the best defense in football?
I think so. I mean, statistically, they certainly appear to be. And, you know, anytime you have shutdown cornerbacks, you can do so much. I think that's afforded Todd Wash so many different options this year. But, I mean, you can't throw on Ramsey and Boye. I think that come playoff time, it really will. I mean, obviously, you already saw what they did in Pittsburgh with the five interceptions. You know, I just feel like that totally changes the defense. Last year, you know, they threw it, you know, they didn't throw at Ramsey that much because there wasn't someone on the other side as talented as Boye. Now you can't do that. And I really think that even though the sacks get a lot of attention in Saxonville, and that's great, I think a lot of that really starts in the back with Jalen and AJ.
A lot of that starts with their attitude toward the game as well. I know you've sat down with them before and, you know, in production meetings just to see their mentality, how they go about their business, how they go up against each other day after day is pretty impressive to see.
Yeah, I mean, for Jalen, look, he's a star, and he knows it too. So when you meet with him, he's pretty blunt. I love how honest he is, and, you know, he's not going to walk on eggshells when he's got to say something in terms of the answer to a question. He's just going to tell you what he sees, and I respect that, and he certainly can back it up. You know, AJ's a little more grounded, but in a few meetings with AJ, just the amount of reps he had in practice in Houston against DeAndre Hopkins, I really feel that turned his career around. I mean, he went against the best or one of the best every single day in practice. Those two challenged each other. They made each other better. And I feel like his time in Houston, just in practice, is really what separated AJ to the player he is today.
Andrew Catalan with us from CBS Sports. He'll have the play-by-play of the Jags and the 49ers at Levi's Stadium this Sunday in Week 16. Blake Bortles' play has improved as the year has gone on, and now in December he's playing at an all-time Blake Bortles level. Well, he's playing better than any quarterback in the National Football League, the highest-rated quarterback in December in the league. The guy can't miss right now, and you would never have said that in August come training camp about Blake Bortles. He's hitting everything right now. What is it about Blake? What is it that you've seen talking to him throughout the season to make him at least finally get to this level?
I think a lot of people will probably say, you know, he's playing more confident. You know, I don't know if I agree with that. He's always been a pretty steady guy. I've never had a meeting with him where he was down in the dumps or, you know, frustrated, yes, but was he going to get it to the point where it was affecting his play? I mean, I don't know if we can answer that. Only he can. But I think he's always been a pretty even-keeled guy. After a good game, you never saw him pounding his chest. And after a bad game, he would tell you he needed to play better. I just think he's in a really good rhythm right now. And maybe, you know, I know Mercedes Lewis hinted at this week that some of the pressure is off because the defense is so good. Yeah, maybe that's part of the case. Maybe he knows he can hand the ball off and they can get 150 yards on the ground, and that kind of settles him down a little bit. But I also think that Nathaniel Hackett's done a great job in the way that they kind of draw up the game plans. They try to get him in a flow early on. You see some short passes, you see some play action. He kind of lets them, you know, get into a groove before they really get going later in the game. And I think that Hackett deserves a lot of credit for the way that he's managed Blake over the last couple of seasons, the game plans, the way he's called plays. I think that Nathaniel should get a big assist in the way Blake is playing right now as well.
Certainly Keenan McCardell might have a hand in that too, the way he's got these young receivers going now. Last week it was two rookies and a first-year player at wide receiver, and they lit it up last week. This is a fun group to watch, these young wide receivers for the Jags. Cole and Mickens is the first-year player, and of course D.D. Westbrook.
Yeah, no, and Doug Marrone spent a good portion of his press conference Monday, as you know, praising Keenan McCardell, which he should. I mean, you're absolutely right. The guys that Blake had to work with, you know, before the season, you wouldn't have thought that some of them would even be on the team, let alone making big plays in a game that clinched a playoff spot. I think you also have to credit, you know, Tom Coughlin and Dave Caldwell. I mean, going out and finding Keelan Cole, bringing him in out of a Kentucky Wesleyan. Jadon Mickens, who was, you know, on the scrap heap for a while as well. I mean, I think that, you know, Dave Caldwell's name doesn't get mentioned enough in some of the acquisitions that the Jaguars have done this year. So I think all around, top to bottom, it's just been an unbelievable year for the Jags, both on the field and up in the personnel department with Coughlin and with Caldwell.
Andrew Catalan with us, CBS Sports, a little scouting report on the San Francisco 49ers, and it really comes down to Jimmy Garoppolo, 3 wins in 3 starts out there in San Fran. You guys had him last week. Is he making that much of a difference?
He is, JP. He absolutely is. I mean, not only just in terms of, you know, yards and points, but just the whole vibe around the team is completely different. I mean, I did their game a couple of weeks ago in Chicago as well. It was his first start, and just going into those meetings, everyone was kind of like, you know, we'll see what happens. It was exciting. He's going to get a chance. But now to meet with them last week before they beat the Titans, I mean, it's just the whole vibe. You'd never know that team is 4-10. I mean, you go and meet with this team and you think they're getting ready for a playoff run. I mean, that's how different it is to be around that football team right now. You know, and they don't have a ton of big name receivers either. I mean, Marquise Goodwin, people know him. He's with the Bills. He's having a career year. But then he's got, you know, other guys. Kendrick Bourne, undrafted player. Lewis Murphy was out of football. Aldrick Robinson. I mean, these guys, Trent Taylor was a 5th-round pick. None of these guys are household names. And Garoppolo has just off and running with all these guys. So it's been very impressive. Kyle Shanahan is a great offensive mind. I think that helps. The head coach also calls the plays out there for the 49ers. And, you know, they've really found what works for both Kyle and for Garoppolo. And, you know, not only has it helped them offensively, but their defense is playing great. And they'll tell you that they've been inspired by what Jimmy's doing on the offensive side of the ball. So by no means is this an easy matchup for Jacksonville. This 4-10 49ers team is rolling right now.
Hear more from Andrew Catalan this Sunday on the Public's Tailgate Show on 1010XL Radio. Coming up Thursday night, the Doug Marrone Show at 6 o'clock on the Jaguars Radio Network, followed by Jaguars Thursday Radio. That's on 1010XL in Jacksonville. Both shows simulcast on Jaguars.com, the Jags app, and Jags social media with video. Friday, we wrap the week on Jaguars.com with Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. And Jeff Logman has an inside look at the 49ers defense, led by former Jags assistant coach and now Niners defensive coordinator Robert Saleh. That's on Film Room Friday. Sunday, look for Everbank Jaguars Weekend TV. That airs at 10:30 a.m. on Fox 30 in Jacksonville. Check your local listings if you're outside the Jacksonville television market. It'll be archived on Jaguars.com as always. Sunday afternoon, we get cranked up with a Publix tailgate show at 1 o'clock on 1010XL. And then Jaguars Radio Network coverage begins at 3 o'clock with Countdown to Kickoff. That's ahead of the 4:05 Eastern Time kick for the Week 16 game between the Jags and the San Francisco 49ers. Those shows are simulcast on video on Jaguars.com, the Jags app, and, of course, Jags social media. Our thanks to Jaguars Pro Bowl defensive tackle Malik Jackson and CBS Sports play-by-play announcer Andrew Catalan for their time this week. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. We'll catch you next time on the J.P. Shadrick Podcast.